David Winker.
Great
special
to be
guest
here.
Today. It's Independence Day. Well, the federal holiday version.
It's like everything. It's Independence Day.
Yeah.
It's Weenie Monday. Weenie,
which we usually don't Day. Do normally.
And special guest,
right?
Canes baseball beat writer,
right?
Mike Caffey.
And his daughter, who is a Dodger fan.
Well, I'm going to give her a separate introduction. And what's that movie where it says, and then we have Nikki, direct from L.A. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, big audience.
We're going to see the Dodgers tonight.
Yes. My babies.
And it's interesting to talk about baseball with you because we're in two very different places.
Uh-huh.
You guys are playing really, really
well. We're
almost
number one.
Nine straight.
You guys are very,
bottom
away from us.
And it's interesting because we talk a lot. And by the way, we have our sponsor today, our betters,
right up there
in the
right
hand corner. Mm-hmm. Oh. I was just there. I got caught in the tropical storm. It was I had read on my Twitter account that the storm was coming. And it said like first waves in 5 minutes, and the big glass doors swung wide open. Like the gusty wind caught everything.
Oh, wow.
And the rain was coming down. We barely made it back into the truck with our stuff, but please dig in. One of the joys for the audience is to watch you guys stuff your face with chili dogs.
And it's been there since 1966. How many dogs have they sold? Like a billion hot dogs?
And if I said I was a vegetarian, I'm just kidding.
1,100 a day.
1,100 dogs a day.
I just came up from the Coney Island competition, and I finished second place.
I saw Joey Chestnut.
You did?
Joey Chestnut. Oh,
he
saw.
He broke the record.
He broke his own record.
76.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the guy, second place guy, only, 60 or 65? It wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
Didn't that Kobayashi guy, he gave up, didn't he? Didn't he just, after Joey Chestnut beat him like three times in a row, he just quit?
He quit. That's how bad he got.
Wasn't there a female that came in second place?
Could be.
That's right. The female was doing well for a while. She dropped off too.
Okay.
Yeah, but here we're not huge fans of Nathan since our betters is.
Yeah,
we're
sorry. Our
betters. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to because one of
this is our betters hot dog.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite dogs is the Dodger dog.
Yeah, I think several.
And I think one of the secrets to the Dodger dog
is
its smoky flavor.
You know, they have a new vendor now.
Oh, really?
They do have a new vendor. I'm not remember the name of them, but I have yet to taste it.
Mm.
But Chavez Ravine is a really fun place to go watch a ball game for sure.
What's that?
What? It
looks good.
Not chili.
I know. You want to trade?
Sure.
Oh, there's lots more too.
There's a variety of them.
So we're going to the game tonight.
Yes.
We're going to the game tonight, and I have been to games, Canes games,
okay,
with your father.
Yes.
And sat. And it is one of the most enjoyable experiences. I always think it's a very, it's a very baseball experience sitting with your dad because you turn on the radio, you listen to the play-by-play, you talk between innings.
You're listening to the game and one ear you're hearing him.
No. There's no talking until between the innings. We sit there and do it.
And I read my book.
And he reads his book between innings. Well, when I'm not there, he reads his book.
I
interrupt him and he can't read the book.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea what it's going to be like tonight. I've never been to a major league game, let alone a game with my father. So this is big.
You bring the radio?
Yes.
Yes.
Got one here.
Yes.
One here.
Oh, Dad, don't show your stomach online.
Yes.
And one here. And little one here.
Yep. That's awesome.
And it's 790.
So it's 940. 940 is the broadcast.
Yep.
940 is the broadcast.
940 wins.
I looked it up. I thought it was 790.
No, it's 940
wins.
For a while, it's been 940 wins.
Okay.
So we're excited to go tonight. It's going to be you, me, my daughter, a little friend of hers is coming. Christina, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
A couple questions. Who are you cheering for tonight? Dodgers or Marlins?
Marlins.
Sit up and talk to my car. And tell me, who are your favorite? Tell Nikki, who are your favorite Marlins players?
Jazz Chisholm.
Who else do you like? Starlin Marte? Is that maybe the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, those are two of our best players.
What
Nikki's going to have to watch out for them.
What are the positions?
Do you remember Jazz's position, Christina?
Bat.
Second base. and Marteus center field.
Okay.
Those are two of our best guys fielders.
Center field too. So we're doing that. Hopefully he's playing today.
And my daughter loves going to games with me. And would you tell her what is it that you like about going to games with Poppy?
I get whatever I want.
Yes, I've been brainwashing her.
I'll get
her.
Whatever I want too, right, Daddy?
Get her a Marlin
on the road.
Get her a Marlin too.
So it's great to be here. I do want to wrap up the Cane season, which is about as what would be the description for that? Like an underwhelming finish to an underwhelming season.
Non-performance. It was a year of not living up to expectations, not even coming close to it. On paper, Omaha bound. They look fabulous. When they execution wise, after the University of Florida series, they were great. Then it went downhill.
If anyone, I would encourage you to check out Mike's writing on baseball. It's interesting. You often apologize for being long-winded.
Oh, I am.
And he is long-winded. But it is so enjoyable. It is so, I like it because I feel like I can read a box score. I can figure out. I'm a baseball fan. I can figure out what happened. But you go into, I often say, we talk about a lot about baseball being such, being our, being my soap opera. I love the players. We were talking about this later yesterday, Nikki, about the players and their wives and their girlfriends and the kids and the trades and the coaches and you know everything about it is fun, and that's your dad brings that with the you know the college kids are a lot less complicated that way, but it is a
for me.
He loves the families. I mean, that's what's so great about him is he gets to know the families.
Yeah. Yeah. And he gets into just, you know, these are kids. And I think that one of the things that he brings to the table, too, is a perspective that these are 19-year-olds. These are not paid professionals. Right. And he gets into so it's not ugly. It's not mean.
Right.
But you do kind of get into the rhythm of the players. And I often say, like, I remember going to a game with him and there's this great looking pitcher. And it was kind of like what he said, like on paper, the guy was like, I can't remember which one it was. It was like, he's like 6'3", throwing 91-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, and I was like, man, this kid can pitch. And he goes, wait a couple of innings. And they dialed him in. And it was like FAU or FIU. I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was FAU. And they were hitting him like batting practice by the time.
Oh, yeah.
No movement on the fastball.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't have to hit. Fortunately, is Trevor Bauer because he's in a little bit of trouble with MLB.
That's our
he does like to hit.
That's one of our favorite players too.
Yeah,
so she loves trouble.
So we don't have to face Trevor Bauer, but we do have to face Buehler tonight. Probably Urias on Wednesday, and probably Clayton Kershaw at the end of it. So I mean, it's a murderer's row of good pitching.
I wish you luck.
Yeah, but at the same time, like look at what happened yesterday. A typical. Probably the worst loss I've seen in the last 10 years for the Marlins. Epic collapse. We're up 7-3. Duvall's owning Truist Park. And then Yimi Garcia comes in and gives it all back. That was devastating.
You have complained a lot about Yimi lately. And that was, I actually didn't see it. It was, you know, that was July 4th. It was the July 4th.
Yesterday,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a lot of people didn't see it. But, I mean, I think the Herald talked about it being an epic collapse.
Yeah, yeah. And Mish on his Twitter was like, embarrassing, like a list of all these adjectives. And he goes, enter any adjective you want to put in here. Worst loss in the last 10 years.
That's really?
Yep.
So, this will be an introduction to being a Marlins fan is we play good baseball. We have good players. Mm-hmm. The team has good chemistry. And we're still figuring out ways to lose ball games. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them involve when the pitching's good, the hitting isn't there. And when the hitting is there, the pitching is not good. And so it's been interesting to see them put together. Because we often talk about, like, what would you change? And it's hard because the players are playing good.
Okay.
I was thinking about Birdie the other day. You know, like, mm-hmm. I've always had a soft spot for Birdie. He's like this prototypical, like, the guy can literally play every position. Mm. He's like a 5'10", undersized guy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fight in him. And he was in a slump. And he's hitting well. And, like,
he's a leadoff guy now, which we were talking about. That's where he should have been the whole time. Yeah. But then so is the other kid we got, Joe Panic. coming up clutch too. So with hits in field.
But the point is, it's almost like we have a lot of good, like our outfield. I put our outfield up against anybody.
Right.
But they're not hitting. And then what was it on Friday night? I got to tell you, there was Friday night's game against the Braves.
Yeah, that was the one where Pablo got ejected after one pitch.
Yeah, but remember at the end, I think it was second and third. And who was the speedster on third? Sanchez or what's that? He was on third. And it was interesting. I could see from the pitcher that Sanchez was driving him crazy on the base path. And after it got over, after who popped, I think it was Birdie that popped out. When Birdie popped out, I was like, we should have just tried to steal home. Right. Like, it's not going to happen.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Just go for it, man. Right. Like, it's just like, what are you going to do? Just go down with two pop-ups. It was an infield pop-up and an outfield pop-up.
Yep. But you could tell from Pablo's face that he didn't intend on hitting that guy. Cause like when he came away from that pitch, just like the embarrassment on his face, like you knew he didn't try to hit him. That wasn't intentional. I don't care. Like you're saying, oh, it's the umpires are saying, oh, it's the history that Acuña has. No, that's like ancient history. That's like 3 years ago.
It was interesting. I think the frustration was like now the message basically is if you're a Marlins pitcher and you throw inside on Acuña, you're going to get ejected.
Yeah. And so I just say we bring up one guy like Nicky Niner just to throw it at him the next time we play him. Right, playing him this weekend. Right.
Just hit him.
Right square in the back.
Right in the butt.
Just like the Yankees. Yeah. Just like the Red Sox used to do to A-Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say? A bad word? Butt cheek.
It's not that bad.
The only thing about getting hit, that Bobby's been hit by baseballs a lot. If I'm going to get hit by a baseball, you know where I want to get hit? Right in the butt. Because it's all just muscle.
That's right.
That's where you want to get in.
So 6:40 start. It's salute and serve tonight. So all first responders, ex-military,
two free
current
tickets.
Military. Oh, yeah, neat. They get one ticket for them and then a complimentary ticket for their guest. And it's a pretty good deal. And they still got another four of those the rest of the second half of the season.
So. Yeah, I love salute and serve. I think it's so cool.
But our boy, Trevor, who did make the All-Star team, is the only guy that we got that made the team.
Our
I know
only.
The
That's,
Dodgers have
Mickey,
like 17
only.
Guys.
Okay.
But then, they've got the how many people live in L.A. that are voting for him. So there's a little bit of skewed data there.
Yep.
You'll see they're only going to be probably 3,500, 4,000 fans tonight at a Marlins game.
How many Dodger fans?
Probably half.
Really?
I would bet. On a holiday weekend? On a long holiday weekend?
You got a lot of New Yorkers down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
tons of those. So when it's a Mets game, we're outnumbered like...
And that's one of the guys we're going with is Mike Gripkowski, huge Mets fan.
Okay.
Although I got to tell you something. I said to him, you got to wear your Miami Mike shirt, his Mets uniform he wears all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his response was? No, yeah. I'm not. You know why?
He's repping the Marlins tonight.
Sugar King.
Oh, nice.
He's wearing the Sugar King
Good for him.
Jersey. Did San Francisco come out with a new
They one? Did, and they're pretty cool.
Really? Because I saw some people
Yeah, they're complaining. Red, the red hats, and then it's got a G on the hat, and then a G on the jersey, and then the outline of the bridge, with the Golden Gate Bridge there. It's pretty cool.
That's cool. I got to check it out, because I saw some people complaining about it, which I, you know, the
they're San Fran fans, so they're gonna complain constantly.
We just couldn't have had a better rollout of our Sugar Kings jersey.
No, they're super popular. You're going to see a bunch of people wearing this tonight, for sure. Or they're wearing the 4th of July Independence Day red. Yeah,
that was cool. I got to tell you something. I think we should just go with those red hats all the time. Like I that's a strong word. I don't like our grays, our gray and black. It's like, we're Miami, man. Why are we gray and black?
Right, right.
It's like, I like the bright colors. So.
Right.
It was interesting. Last thing I'll say about it is I'm going to Houston tomorrow, and I'm going to going to Astros, Yankees.
Go Yankees.
On Friday. And then I'm going to go to Sugarland Skeeters.
Oh, fun. Is that AAA or what is it?
Single A.
Okay.
It's single A. It's in just south of Houston. But talking about Dodgers, you know, I think one thing is I personally call the Astros the unrepentant cheaters. But that rivalry with the Yankees – and with the Dodgers is so great. Like that
great.
Is really.
I wouldn't call it great. I mean, I'm a newbie, so it doesn't go very far with me. But when you hear the word Astros, my blood just kind of curdles.
Yeah, that's right.
There and they go. Got a bunch of guys on the All-Star team, too. How could you vote for the Altuve's one of them? Like, that guy's a scumbag.
So, Nikki, I got a couple questions for you. So, I know from talking to your father, your love of baseball came later in life.
Very late.
Tell me about it.
It is the silver lining that came out of the pandemic this year. I was spending Saturdays with my girlfriends. We were in our little bubble. And when Saturdays hit and the baseball game started, my girlfriends were like, do you mind if we put it on in the background? And I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to drive me nuts because baseball has been a curse in my relationship to my father for a lifetime. So I thought, oh gosh, now it's going to become a curse with my friends.
That's funny.
But we started to watch the game and we started talking about the players and I got really interested in it and sat down in front of the television, actually, not just in the background, but we said, hey, let's go check out the game.
Yeah.
And I was hooked. I was hooked because they talked about the players and that was what really, you know, fed me into getting to know and be invested in the players.
That's cool. Because it's interesting because you know, baseball is often described as an individual sport that you play in a team setting.
Right.
And so you learn all the little idiosyncrasies of the players. And that's true. That's good.
So, yeah, Dodgers only a half game out and they won 9 in a row. So
nine in a row. Well, it's going to end tonight.
Yeah.
She doesn't think so.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
I don't know.
You're going against our best guys. So we'll see.
Yeah,
what
that's the thing. Tonight's a tough night. So you're going against
our best. And I have a feeling there's going to be some redemption.
Walker Buehler pitched the last time. He pitched a no-hitter game, so
yeah, he's due to give up a bunch of bombs.
Good.
Yeah, we're calling return to median.
He's one of our best.
All righty, well, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're here
so
for
much.
The weekend.
I'm here. Yeah, I came in last Wednesday.
Can we get more rundown of UM baseball for next year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So no, Mike, a big demand. So let me finish with Nikki first.
All right.
So Nikki, when do you we're not to chase you up, but when do you go back?
Wednesday.
How are things in LA with the pandemic?
Pretty crappy. I'm glad to be here for right now. Although Florida is, you know, has its own issues with COVID. But we right now are now back to wearing masks inside.
So, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Delta has really played a role in LA lately.
Are people getting vaccinated?
Yes.
So it's despite the vaccination that's happening, huh?
We are very fortunate. I mean, people were running to get their vaccinations in Los Angeles. We were, you know, one of the biggest hit cities in the nation. So we were really destined to get protected as quickly as possible. There are those that don't, but for those who are, it's the Delta variant now that is causing havoc and more of a threat. So
yeah, it's interesting because for us here, we went for spring break. We went to Idlewild.
Yes, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had such a good trip.
For
her spring break, wow. One of my wife's friends lives there. And
phenomenal.
So she rode horses every day outside. But, you know, like everything was closed, right? Like
wonderful.
The kids weren't in school.
Right.
This was in late March. The kids weren't in school. They were still remote. And, you know, restaurants were takeout only.
That's right.
You know, it was really
And,
you know, mass everywhere.
Yes.
So it was a real throwback for us.
The first day, we saw snow.
You did?
Yeah.
In Idlewild.
Yeah, a lot of snow.
Good for you.
It was good for us.
Your wife just commented
saying she hopes someone's bringing her hot dogs. They're going to be cold and they're going to be from the stadium. So.
Well, she loves those unrepentant cheater Astros.
Yeah. I mean, still, she's still a nice person.
Shout out to everybody. David Singer, thank you. We appreciate it. I owe you a phone call. Eugene Flynn.
Gary Poe.
George Gonzalez. George, of course. Great follow. Anyone wants to follow and live vicariously, going to all the cool restaurants.
He knows them all, for sure.
So last thing we want to talk about is not to put your dad on the spot, but Canes baseball next year. What's going to shake this loose? Are these kids going to come back? Did they learn anything? And let me, as you think of the answer to that, I would say this. One of the things we talk about here often is I do Dan Levitard's question on sports. Like, what do we know to be true? And I think that's why I'm going to put the question to you is, what do we know to be true about this Canes baseball team and its future?
They're so unpredictable. You really cannot put your finger on it because when you think they are a winning team, They got it. They turned the corner. They got it made.
They just meltdown.
It's a meltdown. And it's 27 outs. Usually it's they fall apart in the eighth and ninth inning. They'll give up a tremendous lead. And they score early in the first couple of innings, and then nothingness.
Right.
And that's the problem.
And it was interesting because, you know, the games that I went to you with was a variation of that, which was, I remember, you know, again, it's usually Wednesday night games. So we're playing this one-off, you know, local teams, FIU, FAU. And FAU would be up 1-0, and it would be like, we're not going to beat them. We can't score two runs.
It's just, you don't know what you're getting. Our starting pitching, the problem there, we could not get beyond the fifth inning. And it was absolutely horrible. Didn't
ever.
Yeah. And the bullpen usually was very good. And all of a sudden, when we got to the ACC tournament, bullpen fell apart. Our closer fell apart. And we had no hitting. Absolutely zero hitting the entire postseason.
It's funny. Hearing about these bad baseball teams reminds you of is it Dostoevsky or Tolstoy? I think it's Tolstoy. In War and Peace, he talks about all happy families are the same, and all unhappy families are like unhappy in all different ways.
Yeah,
and I hear all these, you know, these bad baseball teams.
I've never heard anybody bring in Tolstoy as a baseball reference. But... yeah, I actually had to read the Cliff Notes on that because this is too thick.
Well, we've got some bad baseball right now because the Canes were terrible.
Yeah.
Marlins were predicted to be bottom of the barrel. And we were here in spring training saying, like, how could you make that prediction?
Yeah, because we won the league.
The wise guy. Yeah, grapefruit champions.
Means
grapefruit
nothing.
League champions. And we're going to be the wise guys look like they're going to be right unless something changes.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we make some moves and do something to bring in some better pitching to help these guys. Because it seems like, you know, whether it's Sandy or it's Pablo or it's Trevor, we got no run support. But they go out there and pitch a gem and then you got nobody hitting the ball. But yesterday and over the weekend, they played well against the Braves.
Yep.
Yeah, should have taken that second game.
Yeah.
I mean, that game yesterday.
Well, last thing, I'm looking forward to taking you guys. We're going to go now to the game, and I got to tell you, I grew up watching baseball in Canada.
Okay.
So I always say I had bad baseball experience only because of going to the Sky Dome in Toronto, which was not a great place to watch.
And I'm going to reset this.
And to Olympic Stadium in Montreal, not a great place to watch baseball either. I mean, a historic place, but you know, these cavernous domes that look like a green parking lot for an outfield. Mm. And then I'm working, I'm going to games in Baltimore, Chicago, Boston, seeing all that history.
First time.
And then here I am in Miami, which at first I was like, we're spring training, right? Shouldn't have regular season baseball. And, you know, it's pouring outside. We're in the middle of a tropical storm and we're going to go inside an air conditioned, you know, coliseum. We like our mom. Like it's Sunday afternoon on a rainy 1 p.m. game is a great place to be. Second best is a Monday night at 6:40 in the middle of a tropical storm.
It's perfect.
You know, inside watching.
You'll never even know. You'll hear the thunder. That's
you'll
it.
Hear it.
That's great. Hopefully it's the thunder of the Marlins bats.
Looking forward to the fireworks. And I said, I don't think I'm going to see any fireworks tonight.
Roof's closed.
No, I think they're going to blast them all over us.
I hope not.
Look at the hand. Look at the hand up. You tell Tommy. Say, my hand's up, Tommy.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, baby.
One last thing. Mama, hello. And I got Skittles, by the way.
Oh, show Mama. This is going to make Mommy so mad. Where did you get the Skittles from?
The machine.
Grant Miller's machine. All right, thank you so much,
Grant Miller. Actually, behind the doing the production
The hub of community news in South Florida, Grant Miller, executive producer. We need to take a picture of him with the headphones on back there.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hit the
one thing I'd like to say is I'm hopeful for next year for the Canes. Can always be hopeful, and I just hope it's a great year.
Go on, love the graphics.
Go Gino, go Canes.
What do you say, LC?
And we're
Dodgers.
And what else do you say?
We're bringing you a hot dog, Mama.
Thanks, everybody.